The Monado Conference, the first of its kind, and Jacqueline Adler from the United Nations Body for the Environment, UNEP, says it is long due.
This represents a milestone for me. The governments hopefully will make a commitment to ensuring that what we should be doing for the last 20 years actually starts to be taken seriously and invested in.
Because of their currents, oceans are the prime maker of climate. Life below the sea absorbs a quarter of all the carbon man releases in the atmosphere. However, Richard Spinard, a scientist from the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says that little is known about the oceans because the technology to study it is relatively new.
It's only in the last couple of years we've had the same sort of density of observations of even things like temperature at the surface of the ocean as we have had on land for many, many decades. You can't diagnose the patient unless you make the observations of the fundamental life parameters, pulse, blood oxygen. It's the same kind of thing for the ocean.
Scientists are sure of one thing. Pollutions make it more difficult for the oceans to fulfill their role in regulating climate. Tony Amett, a scientist from the University of California, San Diego, says that keeping them healthy is a first step to take and must be done quickly.
We know enough to know we have to stop putting CO2 in the atmosphere and therefore having it dissolve in the ocean. Do we know enough to know how much time we have before the oceans become critical? And I think the answer is no. So there's important things about the ocean that we don't understand. But that's not a reason for delay, it's a reason for taking action.
By learning more about how the oceans work, scientists around the world hope to help reduce global warming and to ease its effects. Warmer global temperatures are thought to be linked to emissions of greenhouse gases, such as carbon dioxide. One of the biggest sources of those gases is the burning of oil and coal. The conference participants are looking forward to another event, the United Nations Climate Talks in Copenhagen next December. The delegates to that meeting hope to lay the foundation for an agreement to replace the Kyoto Protocol on reducing carbon emissions and coping with climate change. Monado is seen as a step forward, taking oceans into account in the fight against climate change. Selena Nohin for VOA News, Monado.